Hi there, and welcome to the Grief and Rebirth podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Barnhart, along with author and trauma survivor, Irene Weinberg. We're here to encourage you wherever you are on your healing journey. In each episode, we will chat with incredible grief and trauma specialists, healers, mediums, and celebs, as well as remarkable people who have inspiring healing stories to share. If you're looking for a podcast that's both uplifting and inspiring, you found us. Let us help you find your joy in life.
And welcome to yet another fantastic episode of Grief and Rebirth. This is Stephanie Barnhart. I'm here with my fantastic co-host, Irene Weinberg. Hi, Irene.
Hey, Steph, you ain't so bad yourself, you know. We've been having a lot of fun together doing this.
It's very, very cool. Definitely getting better with age. I will give that.
Yes. Well, I'm more the expert in the age department than you are these days, but still.
That's okay. Like a fine wine, right?
That's true. I wish
that people could understand, if they haven't met you, so all these people out there in audio world, how vibrant you are for your age, that I hope, and I always say that I hope at your age that I am as limber and as fun and as exciting and open as you are, because you are the most wildly busy and energetic, I'm not going to rat out your age, woman I've ever known.
Well, I'm in my seventh decade. It's hard to believe, but I want to say that one of the reasons for my attitude, and a lot of people comment about it, is I don't know if everyone in podcast world knows this, but I did write this book about it. My husband died next to me, tragically, horribly, in a terrible car accident. And aside from this magical spiritual stuff that happened to me, I got messages and a voice came into my head and all that jazz. But I realized, Steph, in that moment, that I have control over absolutely nothing but my attitude. And one of the most pivotal things that happened to me is that when my husband was buried, it was on my son's 21st birthday. And as they were pulling me from the car, and I knew that Saul was dead next to me, I said to myself, I will get through this somehow because I have to role model for my son that you can get hit by a grenade in life and somehow come through to the other end, which amazes me still that I thought about that. I had this spiritual thing happening and a voice came into my head. But on the earthbound plane, that was in my mind. And my son has said to me, Mom, there's been nothing worse than seeing you in despair and nothing better than seeing you be able to have joy again. And that has really motivated me to embrace my life and be passionate about living my life to the last drop. I'm no longer afraid of dying. I know Saul's on the other side, but I am passionate. And thank you for the compliment.
You are very passionate.
I'm very passionate about embracing, and believe me, stuff happens. It's that time of year. There's stresses. We all go through it. But I kind of keep as a bottom line that I'm blessed. I'm here. And I don't want to waste a moment of it. It's really, really important. My relationships, the quality of my life and all that. And so that's why I have the attitude. And I take very good care of myself, which is not from a narcissistic way, but because if I'm going to have this great attitude and embrace life, I want to be healthy to be able to impact the people in my life, which is so cool about what we're doing by interviewing all these people who can help for people to define all the different ways that they can stop suffering.
I think that's exciting because you kind of are a living testimony to basically, you know, all the people we've interviewed this first season of ours. I can't believe we've already done a first season of this podcast. Let's recap really quick. If you guys are just tuning in, we've done about 8 episodes prior to this, and we've talked to mediums, spiritual healers. We even have a lady in Jersey who uses horses to heal addiction. I mean, it's been a really fascinating first 8 episodes, if I must say. And it's very enlightening. Like you said, you know, my dad even passed away in October, and it's been an interesting journey. But I think, like you said, you have to just be more open and love life and realize that, you know, when he first passed, I was really filled with a lot of guilt. It wasn't more sadness. It was more like, I should have went home more. I should have made an effort more. You know, I'm in New York, home, and you have all these, well, what if, I think, scenarios when you lose somebody. And you know, like you said, you really can't live life that way. You have to feel the blessings that you have every day and to appreciate them. And I think sometimes that you can have, it takes something so sad kind of to appreciate the good is what I think. And
absolutely.
I'm starting to see a lot more of that, or just be more aware of it, you know, I think is what we are. And I know we kind of talked about it because this, Irene and I have this, we should let everybody know, we have this little relationship beyond our little hosting here where if something happens in my life, Irene's usually the first person I call to be like, you won't believe what happened, because I know that she will understand that, you know, coincidences don't really happen. And we've talked about that this season. So when things like that happen in my life and I'm like, oh my God, this is not an accident, like, you're the first person I have to run and tell. And I think literally this year especially, like, I've really noticed a lot more of that in my life, that things really
do happen. You know how much joy,
yeah. You can manifest a lot.
I got so much joy out of that. Yep. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to walk over your line.
No, no.
It's
great.
I really have to say that's given me so much joy, Steph. You know, I was a complete skeptic. I didn't believe in any spirituality or that there's a reason or a rhyme or a purpose for some of the shitty things and terrible things that happen in our lives, or we're supposed to learn lessons from them, or having a positive attitude. And then this unbelievable spiritual awakening happened to me and changed my focus. And I love that through what we're doing, because you were a skeptic when you and I met, and you mm-hmm. didn't believe in any of this, and you're having your own experiences now
mm-hmm.
from talking to these people and seeing things changing in your life as your attitude changes, and you're starting to say, and when you call me with these things, you'll go, oh my God, I can't believe that this, it cannot be a coincidence. You know, it's like so amazing that this happened, and you're starting to open to this stuff, and it's wonderful, and it's very freeing.
Well, I think, and it also really is just a frame of mind. Like you said, like we, you know, one of our episodes, we talked with Seta, and I have worked with Seta in the past to kind of do some healing. And I feel like it's not all this mumbo jumbo you think it is. She really can help you just understand yourself and how you really make the decision in your life happen. It's, you know, and a lot of people, you know, even who maybe aren't so spiritual, they talk about this stuff, like vision boards are just manifesting greatness to happen in your life. And I remember that Seta told me that I have to be very careful because I can manifest very quickly, and it could be good or bad. So if I'm in a downward spiral and I'm upset and I think horrible things, I wonder why I'm having such bad days and things happen bad over and over and over. And remember, Irene, we went through that. That was like the stint, like earlier this summer, like I went to Myrtle Beach and that trip entirely fell apart to the point where my flight got canceled. Max missed school. I had to drive home on my own. You know what I mean? Like it was just one thing after another. And once I realized that spiral I was in and took myself out of it, it was like a complete, what is
turn
it?
Turnaround.
180? Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it was amazing.
Everything started happening like as it should. I mean, it was just too perfect to not be a coincidence, or like, you know what I mean? There is no coincidences, but like, you know, just like knowing I had to get Max from school and like the subway trains arriving on time, or like people in my life, like stepping in right at the right moment to help take care of things and help me, and just, you know, issues that were just thorns in my side were just miraculously poof gone. And there's no explaining of that. And I think one of the biggest things was, you know, when my dad passed away, and his birthday was about 2 weeks after. And I know,
and
I called you.
This happened about 2 months ago for everyone listening, if you haven't been following.
And you know, there's been some issues going on with the estate, and you know, and when someone dies, you'll deal with these as well, or you have dealt with this. And there's always these issues happening with estates and planning and just closing up all of the things they had here on life that you now have to take care of. And it was becoming such an entanglement. And I do not find it ironic at all that on his birthday, I received an incredible phone call that literally freed up everything. Everything was fine. And not only was it fine, but we actually, you know, took a lot away from it. And I was just like, this wild that this just happened. And it's his birthday. And I honestly have, you know, I can't deny that I feel like that's honestly a sign. Like that was my way of my dad just saying like, look, this is my way of saying like, I'm always here. You know, we may not have had the best relationship going forward or back behind, but just know that I love you and here it is. And please make your life happier. And, you know, I mean, and that is just an everyday occurrence. I mean, that could just happen, but you have to take it as you see it. And I see it as like, wow, that was meant to be. Like it's
absolutely.
I mean, on his birthday, come on, that's Right. That's mind-blowing to me.
Right.
So I do think...
Go ahead.
No, no.
I said, let's talk about each of our people that we talked about and how they impacted us. Seth the Shahinian was our first person that we talked to. She's an amazing healer, and she's an energy healer, and people really should hear our podcast with her because she explains it. She takes the wavy gravy out of it, and she really explains what it's like and what she can do. And I mean, I'm talking about from past life angles, from current life angles. And then I have such a passion because it changed my life. When I was able to communicate with my husband Saul after the accident through John Edward, who's a very, very famous medium. Then we've had a conversation with Lee Van Ziel, who's an unbelievable medium, and she was an attorney in South Africa. And Lee was able to explain to people, I hope people will listen to that one, because she explains how mediumship works. She explains exactly that it's not airy-fairy. She talks about it. She's very honest about it. She talks about the accuracy rates, what's happening for her as she does this. Then after Lee, who was wonderful, then we had Ida.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Ida Cullen with
yoga.
Her amazing yoga therapy, which was fantastic, which is a whole new form of yoga that a person has to be certified for, and how she helps people to heal through this new form of yoga therapy that she practices. That was, you and I were ready to go to one of her retreats immediately.
I will be. Yeah, I'm still planning. I'm a big. This is like how we talked about it on her, and we had a big conversation with her about how I'm a huge believer in yoga, and I think you can attest to this. It was really funny when I first started going. I remember I was going to Bikram, and it's 90 minutes of heated class, and I remember I put on Facebook, I said, looking to find some fucking inner peace, because I was like, what am I getting myself into? And it set everybody off on Facebook. I remember you even commented, Irene. But I think it's true. I mean, I think you really need to look at your milestones. I think that a lot of people don't look at where they are today and where they were. You know what I mean? Like, and I think yoga is a huge testament of that. Like, you know, I run, and my running is a huge testament of that. Like, I see how much stronger I've gotten. I've seen how, you know, we even talked this season with Ida, when I said, I can't focus, I can't meditate, but I really try. And I feel like this yoga actually for 90 minutes does give me inner peace. I turn everything off, my computers, my phones, I disconnect.
Well, that's your form of it. That's your form of meditation.
And it really does.
Fine.
Yeah. And I think people just need whatever it is. They need to be able to find that component of their lives so they can just really take a moment to themselves and, you know, have that, moment with themselves.
And then talk about the next week, we talked to Judy Becker, who is this wonderful energy healer. And you and I are going to go visit her in the new year and experience her healing through bowls. Yeah, I can't wait to share that with people. And then we spoke to Dr. Donna Perillo, who's an amazing naturopath and chiropractor. And
she's my go-to for healthy eating and just the body and what you put into it that just can disrupt everything.
She is such a source of wisdom for anything having to do with your health that way, and diets and food and how it affects you and the whole matrix of healing. Mm-hmm. And then how can you leave out the Bergen Equestrian Center?
Very excited for. And I think we should let our listeners know that we're going to actually take this to another level. So all these people that we've met starting in 2018, we're going to actually go and visit them, and we're going to do Facebook Lives, which are going to give you an insight into these. So, you know, I would say listen to these past podcasts that we've done and get ready, because actually New Year's Day, is it?
Yep.
I mean, what a better way to start the year. Irene and I are actually going to go and spend the afternoon with these horses to do healing, and we're going to do it live, which is going to be really, I think, going to set the whole theme for the whole year of 2018. Just, you know,
I can't wait.
Let
it
go.
I love the part that she said the horse kind of chooses the person that the horse wants to heal. I can't wait to see which horse is going to
be
you and which
I'm very interested to see how this goes down. And so that should be a lot of fun. So just as a plug here too, if you guys are listening and you haven't joined, we do have a Facebook group, so you can join that and you can get all of our information and like stuff going on, such as events and everything. Like I know Irene, you're doing a medium gallery with Lee coming
with
up
Lee.
In,
yep.
in June or in January as well. So, I mean, we do a lot of these events. And the last one we did was with also Dr. Donna Perla, because she does a lot of the music healings and gets you kind of prepped for these too. So, I mean, it's amazing how all of these people kind of intertwine together.
Right. And another person, absolutely. And another person we interviewed was Carolyn Pars, who has this amazing thing going called Women as Game Changers. And she and talk about empowering women. And she works with women who want to be entrepreneurs. You related a lot with that stuff with you and your friends.
Because we all work so hard as women. I feel like we wear, I mean, and it's, we all wear so many hats. And we try to do it all. And it burns us out. As you know very well, I'm always burnt out. And
you're always burnt out.
it's even just to talk to people who are in your same situation or have been there. Like Carolyn, you know what I mean? Like she's had her breakdowns. She almost, who was the person she almost
Oh my God,
up?
She had Nell Newman, Paul Newman's daughter. It was like this major speaker and it was an event about a leadership conference. And she had, Carolyn had a major crisis in her life at the same time the conference was going on, and she had to do this major readjustment and letting go, and she talks about that on the podcast, and it was fascinating because that's another issue that we all have to deal with is how much control do we actually have, and when stuff is falling apart, how do we handle that? What goes on? So that was, I love, that was a really interesting podcast also.
It was. And she has a really, really strong network. And, you know, you can find all that information on the website, too, for us on how to join her own group. And I highly recommend it. We're both in it. We always chat with them to see what's going on. And it's just empowering, I think. And I think that is a huge trend going forward for 2018 as well. It's just women are really empowering each other. You can see it stepping up. We're not beating each other down. We're working together. And I think there's enough for everybody out there. And that's kind of, you know, that's what I've kind of learned in New York. You have to work hard for it, but there's enough. You just got to fight for your peace. And I think that, you know, in this day and age, it's kind of nice to see women who will help you get that peace. They don't want to take it from you. And that can mean everything at this point.
Yep. It's because I think we're treating things more as a community and a team instead of backstabbing. And, you know, there's more empowerment when we work together. I recently had an issue at my own, in the building where I live. I started a yoga community. And we literally have about 17 people in the building doing various yoga classes. And so something happened to try to somebody got an ego thing and decided they were going to sabotage what we were doing. And all instead of getting hysterical and becoming hysterical women and screaming, we kind of all came together as a team. We knew whose strengths were what and what we were going to say and what we were going to do. And one thing led to another, and we prevailed. And there was strength in numbers, and there was strength in our sisterhood. And that's what it's all about to me.
Well, and I think it's also just asking for help when you actually need help. I think that that's become, you know, I think we're not using it as a crutch anymore. It was like kind of like a hidden disease we treated it like, that we should be able to do everything, that we don't need help. And I think one of the great points that Carolyn makes is that it's okay to ask for help and to have these people help you do things, because you can't do it all. You know what I mean? That's why she was trying to do this conference all on her own, and she couldn't. And then she reached out, she let people help her, and it was, you know, tenfold.
She said it was the best she ever had, and she had to let go because she was having this terrible crisis in her life. So, yeah, and now I have to say I'm very excited about you and I are going to be going in the field and experiencing these things over the, you know, these different healings and different wonderful people over the next, couple of months. And then we'll be back to interviewing. We have all kinds of wonderful people we're interested in interviewing for the next segment.
We have a really fantastic lineup coming up, and I don't want to give any spoilers yet, but I think we should have that podcast starting probably the end of February for everybody. I think we'll be ready.
Yep.
A nice little Valentine's wintry present from us. But after we go out in the field, but we will still be doing a lot of things live, you know, in between that time, and, you know, putting up some events and doing other little things. So we won't be radio silent. And like I said, definitely join our Facebook group again if you're
out
there listening.
Tell them how they, Steph, tell them how they can get on, what it's called and how they can get on it. And the same thing with the podcast in case anybody is for listening to this for the first time, they're saying, wait a minute, how do I connect with all this stuff?
It's all Grief and Rebirth, Finding the Joy in Life. So if you search that on Facebook, you'll find the page of the group, and you can just apply to be a member, and we will approve you. So, I mean, and the whole big thing about it we're pushing right now is just to be comforting, like especially like you were saying, it's a hard time of year right now. Holidays, if you lost someone, anything, it just doesn't get easier being alone. And I think the best thing we can do right now is just kind of be there for each other.
Absolutely. You know, I've been, as you would know, I've been speaking to widow and widowers groups. And
yes.
A lot of people struggle with being so alone at the holidays. And I like to think that through the podcast, we're offering people a lot of comfort and some laughs and
mm-hmm.
some camaraderie. We promise everyone will never be boring. We'll keep it very interesting.
I think it's also important to know that it's not just loss, and we kind of discussed this at the beginning, like it's
yeah.
not just death. It could be a loss of anything that makes you sad, like hence me as a single mom. You know, this year I do have Max, but last year I didn't for the holidays. And when you're used to having your child around all the time and then you spend a holiday alone, it can be very, very alone. And I know a lot of friends that get very, very sad. I know last Thanksgiving, another fellow single mom and myself went out to a really fancy dinner in Manhattan to be there for each other. And I feel like that meant a lot. And we had a really good time. We still joke about it because, you know, you need to be there for each other when you're alone. And so, you know, my point is like, yeah, even if you didn't lose someone to death, like it can still be lonely. Like, look, Irene, are we spending New Year's together? We aren't alone.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, but, you know, there's many different walks of life and what loneliness and sadness and grieving can mean to you. And I think that, you know, it's really important for our readers or our listeners to understand that it's not just death. It's any kind of loss that you've
experienced. It's anything.
Experienced.
It's everything. Anything.
A job, a boyfriend, a family member, like anything.
Anything. And you could even be suffering loss because you're suffering from something going on with someone you love very much or whatever, or
mm-hmm.
illness or whatever it is. But there are mm-hmm. so many wonderful avenues we're opening to people where they can find some relief and comfort and joy and some laughter.
I just wrote in the Facebook group ourselves about maybe starting a possible book group. And I think it would be great because, you know, Irene, you're an author yourself. And I love to read books, but one thing I will bring up to you, Irene, I thought was fascinating because, you know, I like to bring up mentions, but I think I wrote this in the book, but it's called, Same Kind of Different as Me. That's the book I'm reading right now. And it's a very fascinating book. It's about, a homeless man who grew up on the plantations in Louisiana and a very rich man who grew up in plantations in Texas and their lives kind of collide. And it's,
wow.
It's fascinating because the homeless man literally teaches all the lessons, basically, you know, like the rich man thinks he has everything, but he realizes that his life is full of meaningless things until this other man can really teach him things. And it's very funny because it's like they come together to this mission and, you know, God and spiritual things. But I found it very, very ironic, Irene, that the wife ends up with cancer. She dies. I mean, it's part of the book. I'm not giving it away. But her birthday in the book is the same as Maximo's birthday.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That
I was like, July 14th? That's wow. So, I mean, I think, you know, this is just another little tidbit I pick up. I don't feel like that's a coincidence. When you're reading something or you see little signs, like, you know, I'm not sure what it means or what anything means, but you mean that's just like, there's a reason for that.
That's a heads up for you. There are messages for you to learn. I want to say from what I've learned, and I tell people all the time, that spiritually one of the things that I've learned is that where each other, we learn from each other. This is home. This is school. When we cross over, that's home. So this is our schoolroom. And you don't know if that homeless man in the street is a very evolved soul who happens to be in that situation to teach people lessons at that time. And that billionaire could be a young, so they say, a young soul. You don't know. Yep. So you should be open, because we can all learn from each other.
And we are all
learning. I mean, I've learned a lot from you, Steph, I must say. And speaking of finding the joy in life, I've gotten a lot of joy from doing this with you. And it's so cool, because you wouldn't normally put us together. There's a big disparity in our ages and our backgrounds and everything. But this, I've learned so much from you.
Me too. And I
like to think you've learned a lot from me, and we're having a good time. And it's just a wonderful sharing.
It is. It's a lot of fun, and it's just very enlightening. Like, I feel like it's just fun and, like you said, full of wisdom to just actually sit down and to go out of your comfort zone, I think, is a way to say. You know, we've both done that, and I think that we are people who are willing to take that. And I feel like that is always where the best things in my life have happened. When I step out of my comfort zone and I try things, or I have faith in things that I necessarily can't control. And you know what I mean? Like, you let it go. And I feel like that is when everything in life kind of falls into place. And you know, I think that's kind of like what we're doing here. We're just having fun. And
we're just having fun.
We're
hoping
to bring people along on the journey and to share their stories as well. Because, I mean, I'm just fascinated to hear these stories and how people change. Because I know, I feel like mine is just, you know, everybody has their story. And if you can understand it and tell it, it's just so great to hear. You know, your story is just amazing. I mean,
exactly. I was going to say, if anyone in our listening audience has an amazing story they want to share, let us know. Maybe you'll be on our podcast one day.
Yeah, we would love to
interview people. Because we want to inspire people.
Yeah, absolutely. If you guys are out there and you have a story, we would love to chime in and have you guys call in and give us your stories. I feel like that would even be a whole fun season to just do inspirational stories and have just everyday people out there just chime in and tell us, like, the extraordinary things that have happened.
Yep, they came through, how they found joy, how they came through whatever devastating, horrible thing happened, and how they were able to come to life and to find your way. I think I would love that. I could see us doing that on quite a few of our episodes.
Well, I'd say email you, because I can see your email as well, Irene. So if they have a question or if they're interested, they should email Irene@IreneWeinberg.com. You can find all of our information on Irene's website, IreneWeinberg.com, for the website or the podcast and her book and our Facebook group and community, because it's all still really new and we're starting this journey, like I said, and you know, we're kind of growing as you guys do. So any feedback or any stories you want to share, the more the merrier. Absolutely.
Yeah. Say hello. And if you have friends who are going through things or family members, clue them in and have them join in on the conversation.
Yes.
We'd love to get to know you all.
And well, I mean, with that, Irene, I think we need to wrap it up and end 2017 on that note, and see everybody next year. Well,
as I like to say, to be continued. What?
Speak with everybody next year.
Yes. Okay. And as I like to say, to be continued. To be continued.
I like that. Well, we will see you guys in 2018 then.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye.